It's time for Bennard's Losers on the Funnel Fiasco Podcast Network.
Howdy, football fans. It's easy not to miss any calls when games are so obvious. Of course, nobody told the officials in the Pac-10 about how easy it can be to not screw up. I won't belabor the point, but just say right now, I hold that crew in lower esteem than politicians. Enough of this distraction, though. Let's take a look at this week's games. Kansas at South Florida. When Mark Mangino leads his flock into Raymond James Stadium on Friday, he'll look to sink his talons into the back of the Tampa Bay Bovine. The Bulls couldn't get it done in regulation last week, and they'll need to sharpen their horns if they want to gore the Kansas Birds. In a close game like this, Bennard says you should always pick the home team. Bennard's loser, Kansas. Southern Illinois at Northwestern. Bennard's pillow fight this week comes to you from Ryan Field, where Pat Fitzgerald's Kittens take on the Carbondale Canines. The Salukis have beaten 1A opponents in each of the last 2 years and want to make it a three-peat in Evanston. The Purple Felines have allowed 30 points in their two victories so far, but the Pups surrendered 31 to Hampton last week. Bennard's loser, Southern Illinois. Florida Atlantic at Michigan State. The Owls fly into East Lansing on Saturday, looking to move to 2-0 against unranked teams. The Spartans, meanwhile, would like to go undefeated at home. Both teams got their loss on the road, and that won't change in Week 3. Bennard's loser, Florida Atlantic. Montana State at Minnesota. The Gilded Rodents play host to the Bobcats from the Big Sky Conference. Doubling last season's win count isn't enough for Tim Brewster and company. They want to triple it this weekend. Considering that Montana State gave up 69 points to K-State last weekend, that shouldn't be a problem. Bennard's loser, Montana State. Iowa State at Iowa. The Cy-Hawk Trophy has belonged to the home team the past 4 years, which bodes well for the Iowa City Foul. Neither team has faced what you would call a legitimate opponent, so it's hard to take a stab at this one. But the Kinnick Stadium flock have only allowed 3 points so far, and the Cyclones will be hard-pressed to spin through that defense. Bennard's loser, Iowa State. East Carolina at Tulane. The hottest team in football will raid the Superdome under the leadership of Captain Skip Holtz. The Buccaneers are used to being on the water, and there's nothing the Green Wave can do to capsize this pirate ship. Bennard's loser, Tulane. Georgia at South Carolina. The Athens Canines leave their kennel for the first time on Saturday when they head into Williams-Brice Stadium for their conference opener. The Carolina Chickens have already lost their first conference game. Now, Georgia has averaged over 50 points per game so far, and they'll take a bite out of the Gamecocks this weekend. Tastes like chicken. Bennard's loser, South Carolina. Oregon at Purdue. The Indiana Locomotive got a good head of steam going last week, and will look to add some more coal to the fire when the Ducks fly into Ross-Ade Stadium. Mike Bellotti's Foul have been speedy on both sides of the ball, including running up at least 40 points in both of their first two games. Trains may weigh more than birds, but this week the Avians cause a derailment. Bennard's loser, Purdue. Penn State at Syracuse. Joe Paterno will try to pass Bobby Bowden in career wins when he heads his Pennsylvania Felines into the Carrier Dome. The Orange have been squeezed twice already, including a 20-point loss to Northwestern. Cats like toys, and every pet owner knows what a good toy round objects make. Bennard's loser, Syracuse. Michigan at Notre Dame. The last time the Wolverines were in the Indiana Vatican, they hung 47 points on the Papal Prodigies. Times have changed, and so has the Michigan coach. Charlie Weiss has prayed extra hard after last season's purgatory, and the beadwork will pay off on Saturday. Bennard's loser, Michigan. Oklahoma at Washington. Ty Willingham's bid to keep his job took a beating from some loser officiating last week, and he'll try to make his case when Bob Stoops rolls his wagon train into Husky Stadium. The Sooners have scored at least 50 points in their first two games, and when they hit the trail, they'll keep on rolling. Bennard's loser, Washington. Ohio State at USC. Jim Tressel was nearly scared out of his sweater vest last weekend when Ohio led the first three quarters. He'll have to reinforce the seams when he leads his nuts into Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. Troy demolished Virginia and got 2 weeks to prepare for the visiting Acorns. This will be a battle royale, but the Buckeyes get cracked this weekend. Bennard's loser, Ohio State. Bowling Green at Boise State. When Greg Brandon lands his birds on the blue turf at Bronco Stadium, he'll find an equine welcome party ready to stomp off a few feathers. The Falcons have gained a reputation as upset makers, but with the horses having better stats on both sides of the ball, that will be a stretch even for them. The Ohio birds will fly home, but only because the Broncos will give them a swift kick. Bennard's loser, Bowling Green. Wisconsin at Fresno State. Something didn't seem right when Marshall went up by 2 touchdowns in Camp Randall Stadium. We know now that the Badgers were just giving them a sporting chance, but they won't be able to get away with a soft start on Saturday. Fresno State is eyeing a BCS Bowl this year, and they welcome the chance to take on Brett Bielema and company in Bulldog Stadium. The Doggy defense will need to have their best game of the season, but if they can shut down the Cheeseheads running game, they'll come out on top. Bennard's loser, in an upset, Wisconsin. Well, gridiron geeks, my brain is tuckered out. Come back again next week when I'll have a whole nother crop of losers.
This has been Bennard's Losers on the Funnel Fiasco Podcast Network. For advertising information, contact sales@funnelfiasco.com.